High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
In the meantime, we're going to chat to John Day. He probably has no idea what we're talking about because he's in the Northern Hemisphere. He has no understanding of how cold it is here. John, a very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. Just so you know, it is 1 degree Celsius here in Johannesburg this morning, but it has a real feel of -6. So it is very unpleasant for those of us who have to leave our homes very, very early.
Got it. Good morning. I'm sorry to hear that, but I have a lot of sympathy. So
thank you. Well, you do live in an area that does get very cold, doesn't it, in winter?
Yes, it does. 8,000 feet up in the mountains.
It'll do
so
it.
There's snow. Yeah, but right now it's hot.
I was just going to say, what do your summers look like?
It's when you're this high up, it's hot. Today was 90 Fahrenheit.
So what is that? Probably... that's like 30 degrees. That's beautiful.
And now, we're having lots of, actually, sadly, lots of wildfires.
Oh, do you have a dry summer there?
Yeah, it's dry and windy, so it's a bad.
Just remind our listeners where you are.
I'm in the state of New Mexico, which is between Arizona and Texas, but up in the mountains, high up. So, you know, it's a lovely place, but it gets fires, which is scary.
That's terrible. That is very scary. I wanted to chat to you about this court ruling, because as a South African, it's almost unfathomable. I mean, if they were to count, accept votes that were posted, that were mailed before. The closing time of that election, we'd still be receiving votes here from 2006. That's the efficiency of our postal system. So it could never work in a country like South Africa. But in the US, the Supreme Court ruled that states may count ballots that arrive after Election Day, provided they were postmarked on time. From a constitutional perspective, I find that really, really interesting, because how do you ever close and rule on a ballot then?
Right. Well, remember, in our system, the elections are generally run, each state gets to run the elections, and the federal elections for the congressional seats are, they're federally controlled, but the states run their own elections. They set the rules, they set the ballot rules, they decide how they're going to allow ballots to be sent. And so the Supreme Court was simply saying, and I think this affects about 10 or 11 U.S. states.
But Court, so that's a good clarification. I didn't realize that it's specific states. I thought it was across the board.
And this particular case came out of the state of Mississippi. So Mississippi had a mail-in ballot law that said if the postmark of the ballot was the election day or before, then they had a certain number of days to come in, and they would count them if they came in within that time frame. So, again, it's basically the Supreme Court saying the states, reinforcing the idea that the states can run their own elections the way they want to. Disappointing for the Trump administration, because they have this package of voting bills that they've been trying to pass in Congress, and the main one, the Save America bill, is essentially dead in the water.
So why was it? Why was this an important push for Trump? What was his motivation here?
Well, a lot of it stems from the belief among a lot of his followers that the election in 2020, when he lost, was stolen, and that there was fraud. And that's been a centerpiece of his legislative package on voting since then. A lot of his supporters believe that there was significant fraud, and the fraud would turn the races in favor of Democrats. Now, again, we've talked about this a bit before. There's been no massive dump of evidence that there was voter fraud. There have been some isolated cases. So the idea is, and some people say, well, the fact that there's no evidence that we can see of voter fraud means that it's been pulled off too, efficiently. So, it's sort of...
It's like going to a psychologist and you say something and they say, well, it sounds like denial, but... It just is that,
But at the same time, it's an important part of it's a centerpiece of the Trump administration's election laws. They are concerned, and there's concern that somehow the upcoming midterm elections in 4 months, that there's going to be some sort of reaction to that. And really, no one knows how it's going to play out. But at the end of the day, the Supreme Court, which is a very conservative Supreme Court, did not go along with the Trump administration. They essentially stood up for the rights of the states to run their own elections.
Is it how long do states leave it before they cut this off? Because obviously it can't be an indefinite. I'm just wondering practically how this works.
Yeah, I think the specifically the Mississippi law that was at issue in the Supreme Court, I think it was a 5-day window. Okay. That if you dropped your ballot in the mailbox and it was postmarked election day or before, then they would give you 5 days for that ballot to make its way through the postal service.
So it's not an indefinite. It still has a period. John, does this focus indicate that the anything about the midterms coming up? I mean, does it indicate that how vital it is, how close it might be, or is this just an ongoing fight anyway?
You know what? That's a very good question, because opponents of the Trump administration are saying we're fearful that the Trump administration is going to claim that there was voter fraud in these upcoming elections, and so if they don't go their way, there's going to be some type of reaction by the federal government under Trump's control to somehow affect the outcome of the elections. Both sides are sort of waiting with bated breath to see how this plays out, whether the elections, you know, if you believe the idea that there's going to be what they call the blue wave, the anti-Trump sentiment, is there going to be a reaction from Trump? Is there not going to be a blue wave? Is that just oversold right now? It's, as I said, 4 months away, but people are on edge on both sides of the spectrum.
It's so interesting. It's, you know, with no disrespect, I find Americans to be very, very dramatic. You know, the blue wave, it's everything is happening at, you know, as far as they're concerned, at a hyperbolic level. Nothing is just normal anymore. Maybe it is just the sign of the times. I don't know.
No, I think you really hit on something, and it's a little unsettling to have this the political tension the way it is. But I'm always fascinated to hear your perspective and your listeners' perspectives on what's going on in our country, and I think it's very valuable for me to hear the questions you have and the questions that your listeners have.
So yeah, you know, I was talking to another one of our guests, but from Israel, and I said sometimes it's easier to read the label from outside the bottle, and I do find that with the United States as well. You've got July 4th tomorrow, 250 years, and from the outside, the United States is a remarkable, remarkable country with huge blessings, and it's just the most phenomenal place. But sometimes I find that when I speak to Americans, they are so quick to rip themselves and their own country apart. And it goes back to this hyperbolic thing of the end of democracy. Everything's the end of democracy, and it's not. The whole point is that it's a lot more robust than you think it is. And, from the outside, despite all this effort to demonize the United States, it is the most remarkable country with the most remarkable achievements.
Well, you know, it's held together for 250 years since we were able to, eject ourselves from the Brits and our Revolutionary War. And it's messy and it's not always.
That's democracy. It is messy.
But it's democracy.
It's imperfect.
And I think those of us here, it's good to get perspectives from your part of the world, because a lot of Americans don't really appreciate what's going on outside our borders. And I think that's something that we get from talking to Howard Feldman.
John Day, thank you as always. And have a fantastic weekend. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you take full advantage and you do celebrate what the United States is today.